Still, she gave one last half-hearted attempt at denial. "I don't even know what I would say if I finally met him. I'm sure you'll think of something. Now let me take care of this call. Go get your purse. I'm going to need a credit card number." Teresa's mind was a whirl as she started back to her desk. Garrett Blake. Wilmington. Island diving. Happenstance. The words kept rolling through her head as if she were rehearsing for a part in a play. She unlocked the bottom drawer where she kept her purse and paused for a second before going back. But something else had taken a hold of her, and in the end, she handed Deanna a credit card. The following evening, she would leave for Wilmington, North Carolina. Deanna told her to take the rest of that day and the following off, and on her way out of the office, Teresa sort of felt as if she had been cornered into something, in the same way she had cornered old Mr. Shendiken. But unlike Mr. Shendiken, deep down she was pleased about it. And when the plane touched down in Wilmington the following day, Teresa Osborne checked into a hotel, wondering where all this would lead.